Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, and in the troop column is Jennifer Horn. Stand at attention, please.
Hello.
And Hutt.
Hello.
Okay, yes, hello. Very formal. Jay Kirshner is here also to formalize her relationship with the Good Day program and our Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week. Have some ancillary discussions about the people who are on the list as well. Jennifer and how she's treated this on her morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA. Jay and I, how we've treated some of these things on the discussion board at the Good Day program. But before we get started with the official story list and the people list, I always have a Los Angeles goodie for Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
So this one, no, this, I don't think this is an uh-oh, although maybe it is. Tom Hanks, who apparently is a big fan of the Oakland A's.
Too bad.
Has gone after the team's ownership because apparently they're going to move them or they're thinking of moving to Las Vegas.
They are, yeah. The Oakland A's stadium is like decrepit and falling apart and Oakland is not very good and the team. So the team says we're getting out of here and I think that it might already be a done deal, if not close, to go into Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks's quote is, damn them all to hell. Pretty
poignant.
That'll
do it.
Manner of speaking, right? That's going to fix him. Anyway, so
it's probably closer for him to go to Vegas from Los Angeles than it is for him to go to Oakland.
Yeah. But why is it? What is the fascination? I guess as a teenager, he worked in the Coliseum in Oakland selling peanuts.
Well, now you know why.
So he's been at it for a long time. And this has been all over social media. I'm just trying to visualize. Yeah, I guess you can, right? He was a kid. Peanut, get your peanuts here. That sounds like the, I mean, Boston Garden, right? I mean, or, well, Boston Garden or Fenway Park. Get your hot dogs here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, not a happy camper about that. All right, so I didn't stir the pot too much with that, but I'm sure we're going to stir the pot when we go through our story list.
There's still
and
time.
The... Yes, there's always time for that. On the people list, Stockton Rush is at number 10. I will admit to having no clue as to who Stockton Rush is, but I usually depend on at least
He's the CEO of Ocean Gaze, the pilot of the Titan submersible.
Got it.
Isn't that funny? He's the name that we used all week last week when we were obsessed with it. And when you said that name, I'm like, Stockton Rush, that sounds so familiar.
Yeah, right.
How sad is
exactly.
that?
Yeah, right.
Well, the news cycle's like a ceiling.
So fan. Fast. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Everything moves so fast. Number 9 on the people list is that no good SOB who is the president of China. Number 8, the no-good SOB, who's the president of Russia. And number 1 is the no-good SOB, who's the president of the United States. And then number 4, the no-good SOB, who used to be president of the United States. You know, number 3 on the story list this week is the all the presidential hopefuls. And I was thinking to myself after I saw the story of this guy from January 6th who was arrested outside Obama's house. All armed to the teeth. Why would you want to be president? It happened. This guy was one of the nutbirds arrested on January 6th. But, you know, there are other people. Why would you want to be president? Look at all the vagaries that you have to... I mean, it's
forget
prestigious,
just the,
yeah.
the physical threats, though. Think about how people... And Trump didn't. He was one of the only ones that didn't. But think about what people
Trump
look...
Trump is perfect. I always love it when I bring up anybody. We all go back to Trump again. Go ahead.
This has nothing to do with perfection, you weirdo. Would you like me to finish my statement?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's fine.
And I was going to say, and so far at this point, I mean, Biden has just always looked the same. Now, his mental... acuity could be questioned. But if you look at Bush, if you look at Obama, if you look at Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, I think even George H.W. Bush, they declined in age. You could see them, and it's not just that they were getting older, but the stress of the position is my point. Now, would you like to continue to throw stones about what I say about Donald Trump?
Or no. It's just,
would you care
to
agree?
I'll agree with you on that one.
It's true. It's because Trump only had 4 years, but you didn't see. I mean, he kind of looked the same when he went in.
Well, he colors his hair, Jennifer.
I know.
He looks older because he's fatter. Oh. He really doesn't look.
Usually, dirty. Being fatter makes you look younger because it pokes out your wrinkles. So there's that. And then Biden, I don't think, physically has had the physical decline. He looks about the same, but boy.
I don't think he looks good at all. I didn't think he looked good when he started, and he doesn't look good physically. Yeah. And he has declined, I think, in terms of. And does that change your stature when you are stumbling and fumbling around? Like he does that, and why would you want another 4 years of that? He doesn't need the money, obviously, because his son has set him up nicely. slice.
Now, that's very good. Finally, we can agree on something.
I've thought all along that Hunter Biden was an embarrassment, and I guess I hadn't really thought of Joe as being a crook, but I'm kind of leaning that way now.
Welcome to the Biden crime family party.
Yeah, well, Trump's got plenty of crime in his family, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Like what?
Yeah. What do you mean, like what? All the people that he's chiseled and cheated over the years?
Like what?
Subcontractors that he didn't pay and caused him to go into bankruptcy. The number of problems he's had with the Trump label on stuff around the world? Come on.
I would just say, give me a legal problem that is as serious as committing espionage and selling out the country. We can have a conversation.
I don't know. No, it doesn't have to be relative at all. With you, it is because you want to make Trump look better. And okay,
that's
what you want to do.
It's funny because everybody likes to make him look bad. So it's funny.
I don't
want to
make him look bad.
Things.
I just think he does that on his own. He doesn't need me to help him.
There is something to that. There is something to this stuff that he says always. Yeah. But at the same time, I think he gets thrown a lot of fake stuff that people just suck in and go, "Yep, Trump, he's a criminal. He's a racist. He's a burp." And it's like, okay, so what? If Biden's a criminal, I can tell you why I believe that. I can give you 25 reasons why I think that's true.
Those are the talking points of the right wingers. I get that.
Gosh.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm not intelligent enough to come up with my own.
No, that's not true at all. No, I think you're a leader when it comes to that. Listen to you to listen to your points of view.
I send out my daily memo.
Steal them. Yeah. Yeah, like Mark Levin does.
Right.
All right. So Donald Trump apparently commented on his daughter's breasts, her backside, and what it might be to have sex with her.
Oof.
And a new book, there's this story. And I just, when I look at this Miles Taylor, who served as chief of staff to the Homeland Security Secretary during Trump's years, says all this in his upcoming book, Blowback, a warning to save democracy from the next Trump.
But didn't he already do something like this on camera? Wasn't there an interview he was doing and he was commenting on his daughter's legs?
Ooh.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't remember. I remember him saying something like, she's very beautiful or something, and people are crazy with that.
Well, and here's the thing. Obviously, you never want to see a parent sexualize their own child. That's just gross. But can we also take into account who he is? And it's probably not even his comments, probably aren't even about her. It's the narcissist side of, she has his DNA, so she's gorgeous. That has to be from him.
It's all about him.
I could totally see that.
Wait a second, Jerry. You say, if I were a lady, I'd be very smoking hot.
Yes, I kind of feel like he's not trying. It's the words, if these are things he said, you can't take those back, but I could totally see it coming from a way of, he's not trying to have sex with his daughter, he's trying to take credit for how gorgeous his daughter is. Right. I could totally see that.
That's it. I'm with you on that one. Yep. All right, so the next bucket belongs to DeSantis, who, the more I look at this guy, the more I run away from him screaming. If it was a choice between Trump and DeSantis, guess who I'd vote for, Jennifer? If I had a gun to my head, of course, I wouldn't vote. There's no way. I mean, I could envision a circumstance in which I might vote for Trump. if I was in danger or something. But voting
you may not
for
like
DeSantis,
who he is personally, but you can't complain much about what he did when he
was
in office.
But DeSantis, what is this guy about? He's a slimewad, and it becomes, and he's, I don't know, some people say he's very smart. Either he's very calculating, and that's considered by some to be smart, or he puts his foot in it, you know, does
so what
everything
don't you like about
him?
What hits you weird about DeSantis?
Well, I think he was stupid in doing what he did with Disney, even though I'm not a Disney fan per se, but to take on the largest taxpayer in the state, the largest employer in the state, and try to bamboozle him into something that wasn't really thought out, you know, and then Disney's lawyers made mincemeat out of him setting up a new group of people to control what had been done by, what was the name of the Rocky River or whatever that group was that ran the Disney assets. So now it seems that he went down to the border to campaign. I'm wondering, if I'm a taxpayer in Florida, I want my money back, please, because DeSantis hasn't spent 5 minutes in Florida for the past 2 months. Anyway, so he's down on the border to grandstand. He got a tour from the Texas Border Patrol, paid for by the state of Texas. If I'm a Texas taxpayer, I think I'd be a little upset about that, wouldn't you?
You want to know why? Because here's the thing. Texas is being overrun right now by the border, and there's a whole, like,
what's DeSantis going to do about it?
But there's
he's
a multi-
down there
well,
to help.
He's running for president, and
yeah,
so you want to show that you're taking this seriously. The criticism is that Joe Biden hasn't been to the border, and the one time that he went to the border during his presidency, they cleaned everything up. He went to, an actual crossing point instead of the place where there's people, like, running through walls and backyards and farms and ranches and all that stuff. I think that a presidential candidate should be at the border because we are being invaded right now. And there are, again, a million reasons reasons why I think that Ron DeSantis is probably not the person, at least this time around. But I want someone to be at the border. I hope they all go to the border.
I just would like them to close the border down. I don't want them to. I don't give a damn whether they go to the border or not. Let's close the border down and deal with the problem or the issue that's paramount here. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. General Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side with an overview of the stories that you have been following this week as shared on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. All right, Jay. What do we have? The stories followed by some of our fine and fanciful listeners. What do we have? What's our focus?
Yes, John is following the IRS whistleblower story.
So what is that? Hold on. Let's stop there for just a second. The IRS whistleblower, I was confused by that story this week. Is there a reason for me to be confused?
Because
there
are a couple of different whistleblowers. There's 10 against the Biden family right now, but there's two that worked for the IRS that testified in front of the House Ways and Means Committee last week.
Yeah.
And their testimony was released in a transcript because it was behind closed doors. So they released the transcript, whatever needed to be redacted. And a couple of things were revealed. Two text messages, particularly from WhatsApp, which Hunter Biden's attorneys have said, yes, were his, but they were signs of a desperate addict, and Joe Biden had nothing to do with it. I'll paraphrase. One of the text messages said, hey, Henry Zhao from the Chinese energy company, I'm sitting here next to my dad. He's really angry. My dad that I'm sitting next to right now is going to make you pay for not paying us what you promised us, and, you know, don't get any big ideas, essentially. Sure. The second one said that we need that, you know, my dad and I need $10 million to make this happen. $5 million is not what we agreed on. I could get that from any firm in the country, basically. You need to give me $10 million. So two pretty damaging text messages that the Biden lawyer said, yes, it's Hunter's, but they're trying to distance Joe from it, even though it references him directly. They're saying that the IRS was investigating Hunter Biden for years. He's taken like tens of millions of dollars, actually, from the Chinese that he put into shell corporations. And then when he did file his taxes, he was taking off exemptions for sex club membership, paying for prostitutes. Like, he was deducting all of that from his taxes. And so they were going to go after him, and they were going to raid his storage container. But then the Justice Department warned his lawyers, and they moved everything out. And then when they went for prosecution, the D.C. Bureau told him that they couldn't move forward on investigation, and the LA Bureau told him that as well. So they're insinuating that Merrick Garland, basically after saying that they were free to investigate, however, was actually trying to hold down the investigation.
Well, what a surprise, huh? All right, didn't expect
sorry,
all that.
Sorry, but that's
info.
The explanation. Well, yeah, that was a short version.
Hey, really? All right, what else, Jay?
Jenny says, not liking this unhealthy air we are breathing from Canada. Nick Hannigan agrees. Gross. The Canadian wildfires and the horrible air quality in the Great Lakes states. Terry C. is on vacation and is only worried about the weather on vacation.
And then, that's in the late season of New Year.
Oh, Terry will be going.
Yay!
Home, and Greg Donahoe says the Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah.
Adding, those I think they got it wrong on the state legislature question, right on college admissions and the religious freedom question. The attempted coup in Russia broke at the countdown last week, so that's been really big this week.
All right. What do you suppose this guy's party affiliation is? Hello. Next. Would you rather travel to the deepest depths of the ocean is our question, or to outer space? I'm going to outer space.
Outer space, I think. Yep. I would have too much trouble breathing with the water thing.
Yeah. All right, what did our listeners say?
Daniel says, I prefer my feet firmly planted on the earth. Reason, it's really hard to breathe underwater or in space.
Okay.
Norma says, the ocean for sure. When the waves are high and loud, they speak to me. And it fascinates me, enthralls me, all the different species, who eats what to survive. The beauty of the ocean plants, they just take
sharks,
my breath away.
They eat you. Get out of there.
David says, it's easier going to space than the deep. I'll stick to the shallow waters. I love the ocean and space. Without our moon and sun, we wouldn't have our sea life. Which is a valid point. All connected.
Yep, it is. Jim says, outer spaces. Is that outer spaces like...
the outer space.
A different space,
them.
Or you want to go into outer
space? A multitude.
Thank you for your input here on Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The 4th of July holiday getaway in full swing right now with airports and highways across the country extremely busy.
AAA says more than 50 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home, the most ever for a 4th of July holiday weekend. As for the airports, a record number of flyers getting away.
That's Scott Pringle reporting. It's going to be unusually hot in Sacramento, California this weekend. Meteorologist Katrina Hand with the National Weather Service.
We're looking at temperatures anywhere from 105 to
109, even 110 in some areas.
A man wanted on charges related to the January 6th Capitol riots has been arrested in former President Obama's Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Lisa Taylor with the story.
Taylor Toronto was apprehended with multiple weapons. The Metropolitan Police Department says officers did a sweep of Toronto's van near his arrest and said there was no active threat to the community.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality good and gather ingredients on the barbecue brings family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up and up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot stories that are published every week, or every weekend, I guess we're probably more, if I'm going to be precise. The show is on the weekend, and so is the information posted at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. I actually haven't gone through the list. Let's do it quickly. The heat wave is number 10. The smoke, number 9. The submersible is 8. Our relationship with China is 7. Number 6 is the conflict in Russia. McCarthy is battling it out with the right-wingers. That's number 5. Trump and his legal battles, oh, heave-ho, number 4. That's my only editorial comment, Jennifer. Yeah. Presidential election, who's vying for what, number 3. The SCOTUS rulings, Supreme Court rulings, number 2. And Hunter Biden, that boob, the investigation at number 1. All right, so number 7 has to do with the our friends, the Chinese. Apparently, upon investigation, I find this interesting, whether this is a cover-up or not, I'm not sure I believe this, but there are those who have said this week that the spy balloon that we shot down was loaded with American-made parts.
Yeah, just stuff that you could buy off the regular market, apparently.
Well, so, but the stuff that we buy is all made in China.
Yeah, well, this
so
is all true.
They're buying stuff made in America.
And there lies the irony, doesn't it?
Yes, right. And apparently,
do you think they're over there going, God, all these things are made in America?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I thought that was ironic. But it didn't transmit any data because evidently the thing that they had didn't work. So, I don't know. What else do you say except ay, ay, ay? Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's see. Number 3, I'll go back to, I relish taking shots at DeSantis as much as I can. I was talking about him being on the border in the last half hour with the ladies. This is something that took a little more oxygen out of the room. And, you know, it was cause for thought. He says he's going to abolish, if he's president, if I'm elected president, I'm going to abolish four federal agencies. And, of course, he's going to say the IRS, because everybody's going to cheer when he says that.
Well, wouldn't it's, you? I mean, let's not get on the guy for a good idea. Let's get rid of these people.
Right. Well, get rid of the department. It's not just that. It's the people doing what they, I guess, think is their job. What did somebody tell me a story this week about the IRS investigating them? I'm trying to remember. Oh, it was my accountant, as a matter of fact. Talking about all the ways the IRS are chasing people around now, the deceit, the deception, the way they try to ruin your lives and scare the hell out of you. I don't want to live in a country where I'm afraid of the government.
Well, there that's the thing. It shouldn't be us versus them. We're the bosses of this country. And that's what we need to get back to. That's why the weaponization of government, whether it's at the IRS or the FBI or the CIA, it's the haves going after all of us, and we're collectively, because we don't have that power, the have-nots.
So DeSantis was on with Dana this week, who is, what, number five on the list? That's a, well, never mind. I'm going to keep my comment to myself about that. Anyway, he says that the IRS is a corrupt organization. Yeah, it is. We need something totally different. We need not to have this kind of a tax system. So maybe I said, in the last half hour, he couldn't imagine voting for him under any circumstance. Well, if he could really make this happen, we need to go back to 1913. When there was no IRS, beginning of World War I created a need for more money. So some genius says, well, let's tax people's income. Yeah, that's a great idea. So from that time to this, there have been 66,000 pages of rules and regs that have been supposedly aimed at addressing the various ways the government can get your money and the various ways the government can't get your money. It is a corrupt, horrible tax system. Chuck it out the window, as he said, and do something more favorable to the average person, which would be a sales tax.
A sales
and
tax. Exactly.
Everybody pays the same percentage for everything they buy.
It would deal with your immigration problems, too, because you wouldn't have people coming here illegally and then not paying their fair share, which is the problem. It's not just a population issue. It's the fact that the system breaks when the large number of people aren't all paying into it. Yep. Sales tax, everybody. It's great.
Yeah.
You also have people who, the states that don't have state income tax, and you have some that do have state income tax. You have regional income tax for some. Others don't have regional income tax. And it's just, it's not even the same across the board based on where you live.
Yeah, it's a very unfair system. All right, number two this week, all the rulings from the Supreme Court. Do we think that the affirmative action on college campuses is the number one thing? I find this to be very interesting because I agree 100%. I never thought they should use affirmative action to determine
racist.
Who goes to college.
It's racism. It's
reverse racism.
It's racism to counteract racism. It's sort of like the debate about whether or not the transgender and the LGBTQ. Look, you can't be. To achieve inclusivity, you can't divide people even more, like bring everybody together. And so one thing that's really important for people who are upset about this ruling is if you read through it, and it was written by John Roberts, the institutions can still consider people's stories and their background, which is why those essays are so important, right? So if you have overcome something, then you should write about that. If you feel that you've overcome something because of your skin color or your race, you should write about that. That's still part of the admission process when they get to know their candidates. It's just meaning that you're not going to check boxes and say, well, I need 8 white people here, and I need 9 Latino people here, and I need 4 black people here. I mean, it's just merit-based.
What was the vote? Was that 5-4?
It was 9-3.
Right. All right. One of the votes this week was 8-1. And I'm trying to remember what that was. There was a unanimity that came on one of the issues that was announced. At the end of June every year, you get flooded with announcements. Everybody, the Supreme Court decided.
Because they're going out of session, so they dump all their decisions.
They dump everything at the end. And then they don't meet again for 3 months. That's a cool job, right?
Yeah.
You get paid $190,000 a year. and you work from October, the middle of October, until middle or end of June. Yeah, good idea.
You know, if we really want to get serious about fixing the need for affirmative action, it would be about improving the schools across the country.
The schools are awful. Public
schools. Yeah, and that's why I'm such an advocate for school choice and letting the money follow the kid rather than just everything being given blatantly to public
schools.
Not me.
I think it's an outrage. Every school should be the same. Every child should have the same opportunity to get an education. This picking your own, this is what this does. We recognize that there are some schools in town that are better than others. Huh? Why?
Well,
how do you let the teachers get away with that?
But school choice actually empowers the parents. You can go to private. You can go to public. You can save the money and use it to go to, if you want to homeschool, you can save the money for college. I mean, it gives the freedom back to the parents.
No.
But I also don't trust the public school system, which is...
I don't trust it either. To do the right thing, and it's so damn expensive. I always use as an example of how badly managed the systems are. I used to be in the bus business. The school bus business was part of my business back in the 70s and the early 80s, and I was the last person locally to run school buses in my town. And we had, during that era from in the 70s and early and mid-80s, we had 49 buses in Framingham to haul the children back and forth to school. We have the same number of students in the system now, and they have 72 buses doing what 49 did back in the 70s. For what? What are they doing? What? Why? What is? And then the other thing, have you ever gone by an elementary school or middle school at the end of the school day and see the parents? You talk about global warming. There are, every school in my town, there must be 100 cars sitting outside the school to pick up their little Johnny, Freddie, and Alice to bring them home instead of getting their fat butts on a bicycle and having them ride a bike home. Do I sound like an old Captain Curmudgeon?
You do, because a lot of times people don't feel safe. Because
well, why is that? Why is society? Why have we let society? That's another problem with the school system, the society. We've let society, or we have not, through our lack of input, we have not seen and followed and pushed the system to do what it's supposed to do, and that is to protect us. It says on the side of the police car, protect and serve. Protect whom and serve whom?
A lot of places they're not allowed to protect and serve.
Well, there's a lot of that, too. Right, because of stupid laws and things that happen. It's just this culmination of all kinds of things that are bad. So are we surprised at some of the things the Supreme Court is getting involved in these days? Some of the
issues. Well, it's not the Supreme Court. It is the people who obviously file the cases to get to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but they decide whether they're going to take them on or not.
They do.
It's not just a random thing. All right. Back to the presidential elections, number three this week. Looking at the data that is swinging around now, it seems that it could be, according to a study released actually today by the University of Virginia Center for Politics, this is the first forecast for the Electoral College contest, and this is what makes it so wrong. It could be, according to their analysis, the presidential election could be decided in these four states, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Whoever wins these states will likely win the presidency. You realize how wrong that is?
How it's been the last few times.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Think about it. Last time it was what? It was Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia.
Pennsylvania. It's always Pennsylvania. Yeah. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona last time around. So this is just plain wrong. And that what was North Carolina, I think, was involved in the mix last year.
Mm-hmm. It was bellwether for sure.
Yeah, right. So why is it that we don't fix this? Why is it that we allow, it isn't one person, one vote? Isn't that what the Constitution says? One person, one vote. Where'd that come from? Where's that phrase come from? I think it's embedded in the Constitution, but I don't remember for sure. But I know it someplace, maybe it's the Declaration of Independence, but it's someplace. Maybe it'd be a good study to have as we're in 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. So 1%, here's how obscene this is. 1% of the voters in the United States in three states can swing the election. That's what they did. They did that with Biden. That's how it worked. With Biden, he won because he won three states. What? How the hell is that legit? Under any circumstance, it's not. So I'm huffing and puffing, and I want to blow the house down, but I just find this is just, All right, Jennifer, let's fix people who have balance problems, shall we?
Oh, no.
If you're...
It's not balance problems.
Did you just yawn?
No, I said, oh, no.
Oh, yes.
It's not balance. It's not balance problems. It's balance on the inside.
Yes,
when you've got too much acid in your body, you feel sick. And this happens as we get older, right? When we're younger, our immune system works like a charm. But then we beat it up with no sleep and too much caffeine and sugar and fast foods. If you're feeling out of balance, you can't sleep. You have heartburn. You have brain fog. Joint pain, balance 7 in 3 days' time makes you feel a lot better.
Yes, it does. All you have to do is call 800. You ready for this number? Write it down, please, and call it right now, 800-793-9039. Make sure you use the code word Doug, D-O-U-G.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of June 26th to the 30th. Yes, the last week of June at number 10 on the chart from Talkers Magazine. The weather, the heat wave in the south, that's number 10. Number 9, I suppose the story that's related in the manner of speaking, the wildfires and the smoke that have covered the northeast and the midwest during this past week or two. At number 8, the story of the submersible. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the conflict in Russia with the various leadership. Number 5, speaking of leadership, Mr. McCarthy and some of the right-wingers that he's having a problem with still in the Republican Party. Number 4, Trump and all his legal stuff. Number 3, the presidential election coming up. Supreme Court rulings, number 2, and Hunter Biden. And the investigation on him is number 1 this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list that we officially go through at least once during the Talk Radio Countdown show from Talkers Magazine this week, they say at number 10, Rush. Let me try that again. At number 10, Stockton Rush. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Bad Vlad and Mr. Prigozhin. How do you pronounce this guy's name? Mr. Prigozhin. That sounds lousy. I'm going to do 8 over again. Number 8, Putin and his general. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. Number 6, Jack Smith. Number 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Donald Trump is 4. Gary Shapley is 3. Hunter Biden is 2. Not often does you see the same name twice, and it's not the same person in the people list, but Joe Biden, number one on the people list this week. Not a surprise, Hunter Biden taking a lot of the oxygen out of the room, however. So that's our people list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at Talkers. You can do a lot of editing here, James. You can get it at Talkers.com or GoodDayShow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Number 10 and number 9 go hand in hand in my mind this week. The heat wave in the south, the wildfires and the smoke, the scorching temperatures. 13 people have died from heat-related illnesses in Texas. Heat illness, heart stuff, things like that that happen, lung problems that people have. Emergency room visits in Texas have spiked because of the heat. The average temperature as we go from the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex down to the south and southeast of there, the extreme weather's temperature from 107 107 degrees in Corpus Christi, 108 degrees in Austin, 109 degrees in Houston, 110 degrees over in New Orleans in Louisiana, and the temperature staying above the 100 mark on the panhandle. So this is, there are
weeks.
Yeah, right. 600 people have died from heat-related illnesses this year in our country alone, and this is, where are we? Not even halfway through the heat season,
mm-hmm.
right? You got July and August, certainly. In September, it's warmer in California than it is any other month of the year, right,
well,
Jennifer?
Heating and cooling companies are overwhelmed because when it gets this hot, people want to crank it, and then the ACs break. And
but we don't have to worry about that because they're going to shut the power off for you in California to save on power.
They just shut the power down in L.A.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, guys, we know it's 112, but good luck.
Yeah. What a bunch they are, but I think he should be president, don't you? Ah, yeah.
Talk about someone who's running a shadow campaign.
Yeah.
This is a guy who hasn't been in California very much at all, and believe me, California hasn't missed him.
The Pirates and the Padres played, even though the smoke from the wildfires in Canada hovered over the Pittsburgh Park. And the players were apparently saying to the officials and to the ownership or the management of the team, huh, why are we playing in this stuff? They couldn't send any. You can't breathe
and this, with this,
right? So anyway, the city skyline in Pittsburgh, this happened in New York, happened in Philadelphia, happened in Wilmington, Delaware. Now, Jay, you had experience in Cleveland this week because you have bad asthma. It's affected you personally, and a lot of other people who have some of these issues have had. That's why we're going through the stats here with the people that have gone to the hospital or who have died because of the heat and because of the smoke. That's
yeah,
one
or
of
even
the
healthy people. It's so bad that even healthy people are significantly being affected. They've been telling people when it was dangerous in Cleveland the other day, don't even go outside.
You should Google. There were hardly any fans in the park in downtown Pittsburgh. Look at the smoke as it
so
hangs
gross.
Over the park. It looks like
it's supposed
a fog.
To happen through the summer because these wildfires are not going out anytime soon. It's like not just a week-long, month-long thing.
Mm-hmm. I thought that
well,
they had...
You have the weather with the dampness just holding everything there.
Yeah,
right. The manager of the Pirates, Derek Shelton, was voicing his concern about the players voicing their concern about the... a lot of people thought they should cancel the game. Because there was nobody in the stands.
It's not just about them. You've also got the people sitting outside breathing it in. So that's it's just not good for anybody.
No. Nope. Anyway, now what would happen if this was football season would be my question. Isn't it, when you're playing baseball, you have to run, but it doesn't require you to breathe in or have as much energy as if you're playing football, right? Am I right on that? Or what, it wouldn't be a horror show if you were trying to play football.
Yeah, it's more like bursts of running, bursts of sprinting with baseball, where there's a little bit more running with football. But you already see it in different environments where the players go to the bench and they have oxygen masks on.
I've never seen that, really?
In football, yeah.
I've not seen that at all. You know, also, this is an aside. What startles me more about baseball than anything else are the names and where the players are coming from these days. It is the Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, you got to see guys from Japan. You know, they're all the best players, but, you know, and the
you
Dominican
might want to just
guys.
Rewind what you just said.
No, I'm serious about that. Whether it's politically correct or not, that's what I'm thinking. What, I get shut down because I'm saying stuff that's not politically correct? That's not my MO, Jennifer. You've been with me long enough to know that isn't the first thing on my mind. All right, well, the last thing on my mind this hour is saying goodbye to Jen and Jay. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.